With SRN News, I'm John Scott in Boise. Relatives of Brian Koberger's victims have been speaking in court about the loss of four Idaho University students. Judge Stephen Hippler is expected to order Koberger to serve four life sentences without parole for brutally stabbing the students to death nearly 3 years ago. President Trump announcing a flurry of trade deals that will relieve some pressure on companies and consumers from sharply higher tariffs on imports from Japan and a handful of other Asian countries. A deal with China is pending. Transgender athletes claiming to be women are now prohibited from U.S. Olympic women's sports.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is citing an executive order from President Donald Trump. The order, signed in February, threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing transgender athletes in women's sports. The policy is listed under the USOPC Athlete Safety Policy and follows a similar move by the NCAA earlier this year. National governing bodies for various sports like swimming and track and field are expected to comply with the directive. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A driver in L.A. is indicted for deliberately driving into a crowd outside a nightclub last weekend.
Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman announced charges against 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez on Tuesday.
He is accused of intentionally driving his car onto the sidewalk near the Vermont Hollywood, a popular venue.
L.A. Police Chief Jim McDonnell.
It is truly a miracle that nobody was killed that night.
The suspect has a criminal history, including an aggravated battery conviction in 2019, and records show he had domestic violence and drunken driving cases pending. Audio courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. The Army issues an apology. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
During the Biden years, an anti-terrorism briefing was given at Fort Bragg, during which instructors listed various pro-life organizations as potential terrorist groups. Pro-lifers complained to no avail. But now that President Trump is back in office, the Army is issuing an apology, stating that, quote, this mischaracterization was not only inaccurate, but also deeply inappropriate, as was the previous administration's inadequate response to the serious incident. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals have defaced the offices of New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The New York Post reports that the Boogie Down Liberation Front, an anti-Israel group, has claimed responsibility for the vandalism. The front is angry with the Congresswoman for voting against legislation that would have cut funding to Israel. This is SRN News. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says the Biden years were much kinder to older Americans than the young.
So what we've had is a situation where older folks who had the ability to acquire assets, whether that's real estate, whether that's stocks, you name it, those things all appreciated in price pretty tremendously because of inflation.
By contrast, he says younger Americans with money had fewer hard assets. They saw the value of their savings decline by some 20% under Biden. Texas lawmakers meeting for the first time to address the deadly July 4th floods that killed at least 135 people. A joint committee expected to review local officials' handling of the floods as well as flood warning systems. Longtime AP photographer Robert A. Daugherty has died. He was 86 years old. More details at srnnews.com.